This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is brand new year, 2026. That means a lot of resets in people's lives, or at least attempted resets. And Stephen Stanfield, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and I had this idea, and it probably wouldn't have worked. I actually thought about late last week. What if we taped this interview ahead of time while we were both on a treadmill?
Oh, I think that would be fun. Let's try it.
I don't know. I have to double check what my equipment will do currently, or if I could get one of the other folks to come out and bring our sports gear over. And I don't know. I may be creating more work than I need to. But the idea of talking about working out while actually working out,
Hey, I'm open for new things. It'd be fun to experiment, and we could keep our heart rates at a certain level to where you can keep that conversation going.
And other people are looking around going, what is going on in here? Probably have to have a big sign up to let people know. Well, anyway, YMCA, it's a new year, and I already kind of know the answer to this, but how busy have you been in the past few days?
Oh, Kyle, that's a great question, and happy new year to Douglas County and our community. We're just so grateful for everyone. It's amazing. There is really no place like this place, the YMCA, and it's built on a 175-year legacy. The YMCA in the United States is celebrating 175 years this year. So it's just it's busy. But I want to kind of paint a little bit of a picture, because it's about the energy, it's about the community that the Y brings. And so I'll give you an example. So Monday evening, I left work and I went and I grabbed my two kids to bring them back to the Y. So I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she's going to go into swim team, or she's on swim team. She's been doing swim lessons at the Y since she was a 3-year-old toddler. And then my 9-year-old son, we're going to go play pickleball at family pickleball night. And so we get to the Y, and the first thing you do, you walk through the front entrance and you're greeted by our friendly staff saying, welcome to the Y, we're glad you're here. And we've got people to the right who are visiting the Y for the first time, asking questions about memberships, you know, inquiring, taking tours. And then you get through the gate and you're welcome in through the gate. And the first thing you see is our beautiful mural of the Umpqua Valley, of Mount Thielson in our activity center. And the activity center is filled with teens and adults, you know, getting ready for swim team. They're doing homework, they're socializing. And then you head down the hall, and to the left, you've got a new family playing racquetball. You've got the racquetball players who've been playing there for decades, who just, you know, they're there every day. And you head down the hallway, people are going in and out of the locker rooms because they're getting ready for swim lessons, they're getting ready for their swim class or lap swimming, or they're going to swim team. And then you know, to the left, there's our spin studio C, where a spin class is happening, and the energy is just, you know, it's just electrifying. And then to the right, you've got our courtyard, and you've got a family playing soccer, you've got people working out, and it's this big indoor outdoor beautiful open air courtyard with turf, and it's got workout equipment. You head down the hallway and up to the left, you go upstairs, you've got your cardio, you've got your classes, people are going up and down to get to their class. And then to the right, our beautifully remodeled weight room, and people are just working out, getting, you know, focusing on their health. And down the hall into the gymnasium, you've got 30 to 40 cheerleaders practicing, you've got pickup basketball games filled, and you've got family pickleball. So this was my experience the other day with my 9-year-old son, just walking down the hallway to get to pickleball. It was just electrifying. So it's busy, but the sense of community and the energy that's there is just amazing.
So for people looking to get into healthier shape this year, what are some of the ideas you have?
So I look to our experts for this question. It's a great question, because I think this all kind of comes back up on a cyclical basis. And so I asked one of our personal trainers, and you know, it's all about eating whole foods, you know, lifting, really focusing on resistance and strength training, because of that muscle is vital to metabolic health. You know, making sure that you're balancing your caloric intake, and it's easier when you're consuming whole foods versus processed foods, right? And eating those whole foods versus processed foods, it really helps reduce that overeating, which sometimes we all are guilty of. But it's really about muscle building, making sure our skeletal muscle mass, adding movement throughout our day, and we balance that out with good healthy nutrition and hydration. And of course, the YMCA has all that you could ask for in terms of weight training, strength training, cardio. You know, we have personal trainers on staff that can help you, give you some guidance as to how to be successful and make those, you know, steps for of progress throughout the year. So that's what the Y is all about.
So you really there got a combination of classes that people can come, but also all this equipment and infrastructure for people to do their own thing, kind of create their own individual opportunity to work on fitness.
Yes, absolutely. Again, it's the YMCA. It's 175 years old in the United States. We just have built a legacy of creating a community. We're a connector, we're a convener, and you come in as an individual, you come in as a family, and we have what you need in order to get where you want. You know, that's what we're all about. We're about youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Now, if somebody's hearing this and they're wondering about, well, you've talked about all these things, how do you learn about all the different opportunities?
Well, that's easy. You go to our website at ymcaofdouglascounty.org. That has all of our class schedules, detailed, you know, descriptions of our classes, from the range of, you know, our land fitness classes to our water fitness classes, all of our offerings in terms of seniors, childcare, swim teams, swim lessons, all of the programs and services that the YMCA has offered. You know, we've been in this community for over 75 years, and we just continue to grow and serve our community the best that we can.
Talk about the age range of people that are there, because I think a lot of times people think fitness and they maybe typecast a certain group of guys or a certain group of women, but it seems like a lot more.
It's a community. It's across the spectrum. You know, I mean, we've got the smallest infants doing their first swim lessons just to get used to the water, blowing bubbles, so they can build that foundation of being safe around the water, all the way to, I mean, I've spoke about her before, but we have a 104-year-old member who does 12 laps every time she comes in there. She plays Rummy Cube with members and staff in the activity center. So, I mean, that's a pretty good spectrum, from the youngest of the young to our most elderly. And the Y is there for all of those ages in between, you know, from young adults to who are interested in new things, classes, their own personal fitness, to pick up basketball games, to adults who are, you know, looking to get into the fastest growing sport in the country, which is pickleball.
Yeah, and of course, a lot going on with pickleball right now. For people, for parents who, you know, maybe they want to do some of this, but then they have kids that are maybe not the right age for some of the other activities. What about childcare?
So we have two forms. So we have child watch. So if you're a parent and you have a kid who, you know, you want to be able to drop off so you can go take a class or go do a sauna or, you know, something that's just kind of short term for up to a couple hours, we have child watch. So that's available. And we have these wonderful, friendly staff who watch over your kids and create a really nurturing environment for them while you're going to do your thing at the YMCA. And then we are also a licensed child care facility, and we've been doing licensed childcare for 37 years. So that's ages 3, so for our preschool and pre-K, so 3 to 6, and then 6 to 12 for our before and after school age care.
All right, we're going to talk more about the Y in a moment when we come back on Inside Douglas County to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools on tomorrow. YMCA of Douglas County CEO Stephen Stanfield in today talking about all the things that are going on with the YMCA. You know, you talk about how busy it is right now. How do you keep folks motivated, or how should people seek help to stay motivated if they are jumping into fitness opportunities this time of year? So we and your staff still see them by the time we get to February?
Now, that's a great question, because there are, you know, people go through those cycles, and we obviously want people to create those healthy habits. You know, that's what we are about as the YMCA and how we serve our community. We are more about transformation versus transaction. And so, you know, looking to each other is a really good form. So that's why so many of the offerings at the YMCA are in group form. So whether it be a class, those kinds of things, it's done as a group because you actually get more benefits by doing things in a group. Not to say you don't get benefits from doing your individual workouts and stuff, but there's actually data. There's things that show that when you do things in a group, you know, much like when you're in church together or you're in a social club or anything like that, there's a sense of bonhomie or belonging together, which helps reap more benefits. So in order to develop those healthy habits, doing something in a group and, you know, go and starting to at a level that is right for you is a really good start. And that's the great thing about the offerings that we have at the Y. It's a spectrum from, you know, the gentle yoga that's done in a chair, from Tai Chi to Zumba to low level, you know, aerobics, all the way to TRX and, you know, high intensity interval training classes. So whatever level you are at, we can meet you there. And it's just about consistency. It's about getting in there, meeting new people so they can help you hold yourself accountable, and finding things that you enjoy, finding things that you love and you can do over and over again and create those habits.
You know, there are some of the instructors of the classes that are people I already knew in the community for various other things. And sometimes I'll, walk past one of the, you know, the bicycling or upstairs with some of the more intense things. I haven't tried one of those yet, but one of the things I do sometimes, just being in the cardio room, is, you know, I will think about, well, maybe I'll quit when I get to here. And then I'm like, okay, that person's still going. I don't know them. Yeah, I have no clue who they are, but it's like, okay, they're still going. I'm just not going to stop until they do.
Yeah, that's a great motivator. Just kind of look around.
I never tell them that.
Right.
You know, there's a few people where I've waited. There are people that I know that are in there at the same time as me sometimes. And so I will, sometimes we end up talking a little bit afterwards. So I'll just keep going until they're done. But yeah, it is kind of a motivator to push yourself a little harder. I mean, it's easy to walk in, do something for a short period of time, and then head out. And sometimes I think you could, get more calories burned off just walking around the neighborhood than you did, you know, just spending a few minutes in the building. But yet you've got people that are there. I mean, people have different health issues. So some people are only set, you know, really can only do a certain amount of fitness. And I'm always amazed watching people that are fighting some issues, or really you're guessing that they're really working on trying to get into better shape with some significant challenges. And yet they're still there. They're there really often.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, people who are, you know, coming out of surgery, or they're getting ready to go into surgery, and, you know, whether that be a hip or a knee replacement or back surgery, you know, it's the full spectrum. You know, there's certain things that people can do and are limited to. And again, the best thing to do is to find those things that you can do, be consistent with it, and just work at small steps of progress, and, you know, build on those small wins, those quick, you know, those little successes. You're not trying to hit a home run in your first month of working out if it's something that you're new, you know, you're new to. And I do really recommend, asking an expert. You know, sometimes we think we know, but as our bodies evolve, you know, as we age and things change, our metabolism changes, it's really good to work with the experts, even if it's just for a short amount of time, to get some really good advice.
What about activities you've got for seniors?
Oh, we have a wonderful variety of seniors. We understand that that's a population that is in need of a variety of activities that is suitable for physical, mental, emotional health, those kinds of things. And so from classes, we have Tai Chi, we have chair yoga, of course, pickleball is very inclusive to most ages and abilities. And then we have some special things like our Active Y adult trips. So they're actually bus trips that members can register for. And they go to things like Shore Acres out in, I think that's Coos Bay, to go see the lights, or they go to Steamboat Inn to have lunch, or they go down to Grants Pass and do the jet boat rides. And oftentimes, as people are aging, sometimes they don't feel as comfortable to get out and about on their own. And again, that group feeling or that sense of belonging in a group, it makes them feel more comfortable and they're able to get out and be with people and interact and engage and stay healthy in different ways. And the Y is here to foster that.
What about on the other end of the age spectrum for younger kids or even teens? What do you have going on?
Oh, geez, there's a long list, but ultimately the YMCA is a community. It brings people together. So from a facility and an environment standpoint, our activity center, our youth space, our gymnasium areas for people to kind of make their choices as to what they want to do. Our youth space engages people with musical instruments and puzzles and problem solving things. They can do homework, they can play some video games, kind of relax and hang out after school. We have all of the programs that help the kids in their development. Again, there's no place like this place. So, we're the place where the kid is going to make his first, basket in basketball or make his first soccer goal in the soccer program, because we start at age 3 and work our way up, into like 4th, 5th grade. And so, that's basketball, swim team, swim lessons. And I think I mentioned, my own daughter, she started swim lessons at the YMCA at 3 years old. She is now on the Roseburg Y swim team, and she's done one competitive event before. So it's just to see that development, that's the spectrum of development, how these kids are able. We have jiu-jitsu classes for kids, track and field, t-ball, camps. Again, I think I mentioned cheer. So we have homeschool PE offered monthly with rotating activities, and then summer camps and those kinds of things. So lots of programs and services and a lot of great things to do just as, in the environment of the YMCA.
Talk about the pool and what's kind of available there.
There is no availability. No, there's the pool is packed, from swim team to lap swimming. We have a variety of aquatics fitness classes for all ages. We mentioned, seniors, and they may be working on a hip or have, joint issues. The warmer pool in those classes I've heard so many testimonies of how the pool has saved people in their physicality and helped them get to a level to where they feel more comfortable, less pain. And of course, we have our family swim times and our water slide. And just, it's a fun environment. It's a healthy environment. We're here to support mind, body, and spirit for all.
So you had a winter campaign. How did that go? How much did you raise? And what are you going to use that for?
Oh, that's a great question. And I just want to express my gratitude to the community and our supporters. We had a very successful annual campaign, which we put towards financial assistance, because we do not want to turn away anyone for their inability to pay. We want to make sure that our YMCA, the access is affordable, and people who may or not be able to afford our programs and services or membership can be there. So it goes towards financial assistance, program support. Our goal was $100,000 this year, and we have raised $110,000. So we have surpassed our goals. So thank you so much to the community. And this year was really special because we got to celebrate our legacy of being in Douglas County for more than 75 years. And then, of course, the YMCA in the United States celebrating 175 years. So if you go into the Y, you see all these old old nostalgic pictures of both the YMCA back in like 1960 when our facility opened, to pictures of James Naismith, who was the creator. He was a program director at the YMCA who invented a little sport called basketball. So you can actually see pictures of the person who invented basketball on the walls. So it was a very special campaign, and we had more donors than we have in the last few years. So I really express my gratitude and appreciation for our community and the support they give.
All right, a lot going on there. Stephen Stanfield, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year. It's great to see you, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.